This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Fear of walking through a parking lot.
Walking back alone in a parking lot, knowing that people don't think I deserve to be living or be in the United States, is deeply concerning.
The fear of a young Muslim woman walking through a parking lot in America, in this case, California. But her fear is reinforced this week by a 17-year-old girl killed after leaving her mosque in Fairfax, Virginia, very early Sunday morning. She and her friends were having a Ramadan meal before sunrise at a 24-hour IHOP, and at this point, the details are unclear. Officials are waiting on the chief medical examiner's autopsy, but the All Dulles Area Muslim Society has identified the girl as Nabra Hassanan. A 22-year-old man has been charged with murder in the case, calling it road rage, not a hate crime. But to Muslims around the nation on alert during Ramadan, road rage and hate crime may be interchangeable terms. Margaret Hill is co-director of the Muslim Anti-Racism Collaborative. You just heard her voice there reacting to the Virginia case. For Muslims right now, fear is real.
Our community across the country is shaken. I have a 17-year-old intern, and she takes public transportation also, and she's deeply affected. There's vigils across the country where we have people of all ages crying, thinking about how terrible it is for a life cut so short in such a, you know, horrific way.
And while local authorities have not labeled this a hate crime, they've called it road rage or something like that. You know, this is the kind of disruption that I suspect are the kinds of things that worry you most.
It is. I often worry about road rage. I have a continual fear, especially even taking my daughter out, of worrying about her safety in case someone, they see me particularly as a target and how that can affect her. And so, you know, this is a daily fear that a lot of us have. And especially I live in San Bernardino County, where I've had a friend who, she was threatened with a knife shortly after the San Bernardino shooting. So it is definitely a real fear that we have. I mean, when there's a protest, you can decide, okay, I'm not going to go in that area that day. But when, you know, you're at some place like the Cheesecake Factory and realize that somebody is offended that I'm breathing in their same space, it is very frightening, you know, walking back alone in a parking lot, knowing that people don't think I deserve to be living or be in the United States, is deeply concerning.
So what's the solution here for these kinds of events, to bring them, to raise their profile and to create a dialogue that would reduce their likelihood of happening in the future?
Well, it is definitely complicated of thinking about ways we can reduce the numbers of hate crimes. One, we have to think about the kind of political rhetoric with our elected officials. There are correlations with that. When we have elected officials that dehumanize communities, they're actually more targeted. The media plays a role into that. So I think that's important. But also for communities, we have to think about safety, different, whether for targeted individuals to think about their own personal safety, but also bystander intervention is important in preventing death. We don't always know what will be the outcome of bystander intervention, but if more of us take a role in being on the lookout for our neighbors or someone in the parking lot to make sure that they're okay, then we can prevent incidents like this from happening.
Margaret Hill is co-director of the Muslim Anti-Racism Collaborative. She spoke with us from California. Margaret, thank you so much.
Thank you.